This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Amy Trask was just with us, and Amy, the former CEO of the Raiders, she's with CBS Sports, has her podcast, What the Football. She just talked about Myles Garrett, and we asked, what do you do? How do you handle this? What do you do with Myles Garrett? How do you do that if you're running a team and you have this situation? And she basically said you do everything you can to make him happy, because Al Davis said you get to the quarterbacks and you get them on the ground, and guys like Myles you don't mess with. I agree. But if you're the Browns, Andy, do you have to try to appease him here?
No.
I don't think so either.
I understand what she's saying, and I don't see it that way. Because I actually think he's not coming back. I don't think he wants to come back. I understand
that
she's saying,
not going to bother to play.
I don't know. When you start missing paychecks, maybe you change your mind. And I don't know, but I just think he's pretty firm. And I just don't see Myles like saying, "Oh, I'm done." I don't think this wasn't an impulse buy at the grocery store. He has thought this thing out, and I think that if he's got I don't know, would he take less money to go somewhere else to win a Super Bowl? Do you think he would? Do you think today, in today's day and age with the NFL, and by the way, the NFLPA would not be happy with him if he did that, if he took less money.
If he were to do that, flat out less money, it wouldn't go over well with the Players Association. You're right. However, he didn't say anything about money. He said it was to go win games and have a chance to win the Super Bowl. If that's truly the issue here, then why wouldn't he take less money? Why wouldn't he? I would think that he would, wouldn't he? If that were the case. But that, I'm not convinced it's all about just going to win a Super Bowl. And that's okay.
Jackson made it sound like they were going to, write. It wasn't that yesterday's story.
Write a blank check almost.
Right, yeah, here you go. What do you want? What can we do for you, huh? Can we do?
But I just think that's a strange circumstance. And I wonder, because he didn't sound like a guy who was looking for money. I can't blame him for looking for money. So I would understand a contract
restructure. Do you really think he's looking for money? I don't.
No, he sounds like he wants to go to a different place.
I think he
has a better chance to win.
He does not want to work for this front office. I think that's really what this is.
Well,
he feels like this front office. Berea. It's not Cleveland. It's not the fans. It's not him living here.
The city of Berea?
No, it's not the city of Berea. Is that still in Cuyahoga County? I'm not sure.
Who knows what's in Cuyahoga County, Andy?
I don't know. Confused.
Lodi in Cuyahoga County?
No, it's not. That, I believe, is not.
Okay.
Am I correct?
A lot of land out there.
Yeah. Why, you think they're moving to Lodi?
No.
Okay.
Although gas prices in Lodi are just dirt cheap.
What are you talking about?
You get off 71 at 83, and gas prices are 30 cents a gallon lower than everywhere else. Just so you know.
Why would that be? Because it's close to 76?
I have no idea, but it is.
Because
they have a lot of land. So if Myles wants to go get cheap gas, he can go to Lodi.
Well, he could save some money if he takes a contract somewhere else.
He doesn't seem to want to do that. He seems to want to... All of his talk at Super Bowl week just sounded like, I want to go win a Super Bowl. I want to go play in meaningful games.
Yeah.
It didn't sound like money.
I just don't. Does anybody see this not ending ugly? Like, I don't.
Yes, I do.
The only way this isn't ugly is if the Browns make some kind of a splash. Like, wouldn't this be great if they made some kind of a something that Miles really wanted in the draft, and they made a splash, and Miles is like, okay, all right, I'll stay. Let's see how this thing plays out. I've put enough time in here, and I'm going to hang tight. I just don't see it right now. If they traded for Patrick Mahomes, would he stay? I'm just saying. Not that they can. I'm not talking about cap considerations. I'm not talking about anything. I'm just coming out there with the wildest thought you could possibly have. Would that make him want to stay?
Well, I would think that would pique his curiosity a little bit.
Enough to stay, to change his mind and say, I'm not out of here?
I don't know. Does he think that that's enough to make the difference and make this team a Super Bowl contender? See, that's the thing. What would make this team a Super Bowl contender in his mind? Because that's kind of what he said, right? He didn't say, I don't like working for these people. He said, I want to go have a chance to win games.
I am fully prepared week one, if the Browns are home on week one, to see him sitting in someone's suite at the game. Fully prepared for that. Are you?
No.
I am 100% prepared that he could be sitting in a suite for the first game of the season.
I don't think he'd show. I think he'd stay home.
Well, he's still friends with the guys on the team.
I'm sure he's got a great TV.
Maybe. How do you know? Maybe he's got an old black and white.
I'm guessing he does.
Although, I don't know what you could watch on a black and white.
I don't know what you could either, Andy.
But I just thought Amy came off as a little bit desperate. Maybe, I don't think it was the ice cream that would put it over the top. It was the tent. It was the tent in the front yard. I'm not putting a tent in his front yard. I'm not.
I don't think the Browns have to do that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And in this situation, see, here's the difference to me. In this situation, you have a guy who's under contract, and you're paying him really good money, and blah, 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 new contract and all that. The problem is this. You have a guy also under contract who's not contributed hardly anything to this team, hasn't played well, and probably won't play this year, and is in Deshaun Watson with his Achilles injury, and that's crippling your abilities to do a lot of things. And you have another guy who's a really good player. We all think a Hall of Fame talent, as good at his job as anybody else in the league. And he's doing what he's supposed to do, and it's not working for him. And the other guy is getting in the way. The situation is getting in the way. And I just wonder if that's part of it. You know, hey, wait a minute. You went above and beyond for this guy, and you're getting nothing. I'm well paid, yes, but I'm giving you everything I have, and I'm getting nothing except a great big paycheck. I wonder if that, you know, if that situation is part of this, and he just wants out. And I couldn't argue with him on that one.
I just think he's not happy with the front office. I think he thinks they don't know what they're doing, and I think he wants out. I think he was irritated about the Canton line. I think there are little things in there, but that's not to say
that. It was interesting that he was really touchy about that.
Yeah.
I honestly thought that line from Andrew Berry was nothing but a compliment. That was nothing but a compliment. That was a nice thing to say. we want him to go from Cleveland to Canton.
Yeah.
What was wrong with that line? Nothing was wrong with that line.
If you're Miles and your goal, and you've always said my goal is to win a Super Bowl, my goal is to win a Super Bowl, and there's nothing in between that, and the front office might know that, then maybe he took it as a – or who knows? Maybe they've talked about that before, and Miles may have said, hey, I want to win a Super Bowl. I don't care about Canton right now. I don't. You know, it is possible that players care more about winning a Super Bowl than getting into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So maybe there was a little bit more to it than what we saw, but he did seem to be offended by it because
he did.
He took a shot back at the Browns when he said, trade me, please.
The one thing I will say about every player who ever says it's all about winning games, yeah, it is, after you get paid. I mean, let's just be realistic about this. If you're not getting paid and what you think you're worth or not making a good salary, then you have to lock that up. That's what it's all about. And then after you're taken care of financially and you're secure and you have your cash and you have your position in the league, then you can worry about winning. But let's be realistic here. It's about, you know, we know how short NFL careers are. It's about getting paid. And so
unless you're a little bit naive about it, because you got into the game because you wanted to play the game. Money, like, no one starts playing football just because they think they're getting all this money to play the game. You start any game because you want to play it, and maybe you have success playing this game and you're starting to have fun.
But once you're there,
you know, once you get into the business part of it, when you play and get a little bit older, that all changes. I agree with you, but you know, you need someone to tell you that, I think, because I think there's a lot of, you know, high school kids that just love the game and they don't care about, you know, that. Do they want to get paid? Yeah. If somebody says, hey, you get free school and you're in, you're okay. That sounds
good, but I'll take vet minimum forever while you're paying this other guy, $5 million.
I mean, there aren't, at some point they realize they want to get paid, but I think it's a product of your environment too. Like, your environment is reminding you, hey, you got to get paid. We don't do anything for free, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, but the reason I think we all get into sports has nothing to do with money.
Are you surprised that all the things have died down a little bit in the talks?
No, I think it's good that if I'm Miles, he needed to stop talking. He was too much. And he could probably tell that fans were starting to turn on him. Stop. We know you want to get traded. Will you at least give the Browns a chance to try to get this right? I think that's what Browns fans are thinking. I could be wrong.
I was surprised how prolonged the I want to get traded talk was, to the point where national people were just talking about, okay, well, where is he going to be, rather than he's under contract to the Browns.
Yeah, I just so he's not happy here. He wants to leave. Like, I get it. He doesn't like the people he's working for. Made that pretty clear. And he wants to find other options. And I understand that. But the problem is he put his pen to paper and said, I want this deal. And when he wanted that deal, he didn't feel that way about the front office. He didn't feel that way about his teammates. You know, are they the team that they were 2 years ago, or are they the team that they were last year? That's what he's got to figure out.
It's what they have to figure out.
All of them. You're right. And us as fans, too.
They all have to figure that out. I just thought it was Amy's background, being the CEO of a team, working for an owner who, you know, is in the Hall of Fame and was a coach. That was a really interesting perspective by Amy. We're going to go to Goodyear, Arizona next. Anthony Castrovince, MLB.com. He's doing the Guardians beat as they're looking for a replacement for Mandy Bell. So Anthony back on what he used to do, along with his normal gig as the big-time senior columnist for MLB.com. Wonder what he thinks about the rotation. If he thinks it's full of question marks, but with potential. We'll ask him next on Baskin and Phelps.